Governor Patterson, we're really glad that you could join us to talk about this topic. First of all, I want to know how old you were when the March on Washington happened.
On August 28, 1963, I was 9 years old, and I was scheduled to go with my parents to the March on Washington. I didn't get there.
And why?
And I think the reason I didn't get there will really provide historical perspective to the March on Washington, which is viewed almost anachronistically. Now it's almost like it was a big picnic and Martin Luther King made a great speech and everybody was happy and it makes a good AT&T commercial. That's not what was going on that day. My parents did not take me to the March on Washington, and my mother didn't go because there were widespread rumors that there was going to be violence at that event. There were threats from the Ku Klux Klan and the John Birch Society and other anonymous sources that they were going to do things to make sure that the people that went to that march suffered.
You came from a political family, of course. Your father was Secretary of State, the first African-American Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. But did those events get you interested in wanting to go into politics? Is there a direct connection there?
I think those events made me interested in social activism.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say my father's attempt to become the first black lieutenant governor. And winning the primary with 71% of the vote, won every county except his opponent's county of Huntington. And they wouldn't put my father's picture in the commercials because they didn't really want it known that there was a black candidate running. So it was a long time from 1970 to 2006. When I ran for lieutenant governor with Elliot Spitzer, and he had my picture in everything he did, and he had me right next to him every place he went.
Do you think that things are better than when you were 9 years old, or is there, like, what still
anybody
needs to be done?
That would say that things are no different than they were in 1963 is a charlatan and should just be dismissed. But anyone that thinks that we are in a serious post-racial period where we're all equal and everything's the same need just look at the education statistics, the economic development statistics, the wider gap between black and white when it comes to personal net worth, the wider gap when it comes to opportunity to complete college. We've still got a lot of work to do. And sometimes the symbols of David Patterson becoming governor in the spring of 2008 and incredibly Barack Obama becoming president in the fall of 2008, they're wonderful accomplishments. They certainly move the bar, but the bar still has some ways to move. As a matter of fact, Karen, sometimes I think that the House and Senate in Washington in 2013, 14, and 15, 50 years after the March on Washington, the Federal Civil Rights Act of 1964, and the Federal Voting Rights Act of 1965, couldn't pass those same bills in their same form today.
That's a very good point. We've almost sort of gone full circle on that. So, well, we'll have to end it there. Thank you very much for joining us, Governor David Patterson.
Well, for such a great topic, it was an honor.
The March on Washington culminated with Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech. He was killed 5 years later in 1968. Again, tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. WRVO will have special coverage during the afternoon tomorrow. 6:39. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition here on WRVO Public Media. In our weather forecast for today, partly sunny skies. It'll be warm and humid with highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy for tonight, lows 60 to 65. And mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s. Looking ahead to Thursday, partly to mostly sunny skies with highs around 80. You're listening to Morning Edition on WRVO Public Media. It's 6:40.